Zachary, he says DK fumble after D force three and out to start the second half. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm right with you on this one. I pulled up sort of the drive. What do you call this thing here? The drive summary? The drive summaries. Yeah. And that was the one I pulled up right away.
He did.
It's in the third quarter. It's right after the punt. We get the 33-yard pass to Lockett. That drive starts out awesome.
What a great move by the little guy.
Yeah.
Like three moves. Ha!
And then we got a 7-yard run from Kenneth Walker. And the crowd goes wild. Everything seems to be on the up and up. And then the very next play, no huddle, shotgun, Geno Smith, short pass to DK for 10 yards. However, Banks.
Geno, great point right there.
Forces the fumble.
Zachary, and then you right there with the no huddle.
Mm-hmm.
Geno has great command of the offense. And if we put like the up tempo, we did this against the Patriots to quiet the crowd noise over there. That's something that like I thought we would have went to when we were like a little stale in the first half, only 17 plays to 39. That is not awesome. So I thought we were going to utilize the no huddle to at least that get them tired. Like, but you're kind of in a predicament because your defense was just out there for 22 minutes. So I understand why Grubbs like waited to unleash that until he had to, because it's like these guys are tired.
Mm-hmm.
They've been out there all day, like all day.
All day?
All day.
Ding.
So let's give him a little breather, right? But I think we're going to need some fucking oxygen tanks.
I think you get a point for that, too. Are you keeping score on the podcast tonight? Lofa gets a point for the all day.
Do I?
Yeah.
When that game started. Down. I like it.
I just started it just now.
Hey, I can do this all day.
Oh, no.
2 points.
No, now take his point away.
Lofa the 2 points. Whoa.
John Langston jumping back in the chat. This is what I found in my research. Is it? Oh, it is a foul if a player initiates unnecessary contact against a player who is in a defenseless posture. The NFL did not deem it unnecessary.
I don't know anybody more defenseless than a guy with his head between his legs while snapping a ball. That poor guy.
Man, they get those legs wide, too.
My hammy's hurt.
Yeah. Some flexibility, Holmes.
Must do a lot of yoga.
And then the Giants guy, he's got both hands on his he's got both hands here, and he's just on the he's on his shoulders. Just I mean, it's
just giving him the business, huh?
Giving him the business. Yes, he was. Yeah, Alina jumping back in. Did you all see the awesome Marshawn interview on the Pat McAfee show? It was hilarious. The guys said it was the best interview, want him every week. Marshawn, anything Marshawn does is hilarious. We've talked about that 1,000 times.
One of the best. Him, like, all the running backs were absolutely hilarious, like, that I played with. Like, Edgerrin James, I don't know if you guys follow him. You better go check him out because that dude.
Really?
Unreal.
Huh.
And Marshawn, yeah, he definitely takes the cake.
I have not met Marshawn yet. However, week one this year, I was walking up to meet you. I think you were in a suite. And so I was walking down the hall of all the suites. And there was Marshawn sitting, like, kind of against the wall and in the hallway. And, like, just in a folding chair, just by himself, doing his own thing. And even that got a chuckle out of me. Just seeing him kind of do his own thing on his own. Just being himself.
Where do you get the chair?
I don't know. It's the only chair in the entire hallway.
Classic Marshawn.
Whatever he wants. Jonathan Smith, probably not the coach of the Cal Bears.
No.
But that is a Jonathan Smith, though.
Remember, and he's not the running back from Wazoo back in the day that beat us.
It's another Jonathan Smith. Late, probably, already said, the team did not deserve to win today.
Ooh.
I wanted to go outside and break things.
Whoa.
This feels like what happened last year. Jonathan, you came to the right place. Me too, pal.
No, Jonathan, don't break anything.
That was a frustrating. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. But yeah, man, those were my feelings after this one as well.
Yeah.
Pretty upset.
I don't know. It's tough for me. Like, I don't think anybody loves football as much as I do. I don't believe that to be true. I'm a football guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to understand the real, like, emptiness of defeat that fans feel.
You don't feel it?
No.
Not in the same way.
How do I feel that? Kick me in the nuts?
Well, you had to be here through the 90s. First of all.
Oh, hold up, homie. I was in a worse spot.
Yeah.
My dad played for the Patriots. I think they had one winning season.
Yeah. It's brutal times.
And
you know?
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I love them, but I didn't hang on every win or loss. Like, when they tell us we're mathematically eliminated, that's when I think I ever get the feeling of, like, shit.
Mm.
Like, mm-hmm. it's literally over this mm-hmm. season, right? Mm-hmm.
This was a frustrating one, though, man.
No, I absolutely agree.
You know, I mean, if you kind of just boil it down to the DK fumble, to the offensive line giving up a bunch of sacks, to a blocked field goal at the end, to sliding 1 yard short of picking up a first down.
Well, half a yard, right? And then the rollout pass where Geno has no time. I think Brian Burns got his first sack of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, and I think the guy might have been open in the flats, too. It's just like... But they had the right blitz dialed up. They were expecting roll action, and they fucking brought it. So you got to give them credit. You know, those guys get paid, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it doesn't feel good. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not over here happy.
Right.
I'm sad. But it's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world, but it's nerve-wracking times because it seems like this might be a sign of what's to come. A little bit, because this is 2 weeks in a row for the defense. They got to get right.
Oh, brother, yeah. Preaching the choir on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get right.
Bet Online is the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for everything football. Bet Online has every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads to bet during the games. Think you know your stuff? Get in on their $200,000 mega contest and pick 5 games against the spread every week for your chance at weekly prizes and a share of $200,000, whether you're using their mobile app or you go to their website, betonline.ag, BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey, I noticed people jumping on here. Sunday Night Football is wrapping up, so I think we're gathering audience members here.
Who won that
thanks
pillow
for joining.
Fight?
Thanks for tuning in. The question of the night: where are you tuning in from? Just put your location in there. I've also been asking, what has you most pissed off? Lofa and I are here all night to read your super chats and hang out with you.
That's another point. Yeah, thanks, Katie.
Okay, we're gonna have to have some judges though. It can't just be saying all day. Sort of clever. No. Oh, I got a point for that?
Well, no. Technically, well, that's a technicality.
Points are easy to get.
I'm up 2-0.
How about I get a point for telling you about our sponsor, Delta?
Yeah.
Delta, everybody. Delta is who supplies my commute up to these home games each and every Sunday morning when the Seahawks play at home. And I can tell you it's the most comfortable airline on earth. I'm not just saying that. I could have upgraded to Comfort Plus today for $10, I think.
Ooh.
That was it for that flight. So you know I did that on the app right away. Got that credit card information saved. I was like, no-brainer. Boom.
Cha.
Also, another no-brainer, sign up for 12 Status, everybody. Go to 12status.com. You get 1 Delta SkyMile for every yard that the Seahawks throw for all season long. So, again, this game, maybe a little bit down in picking up those Delta SkyMiles. Last game, you got 495 of them.
I think we had 280. Added.
So make sure you sign up for 12 Status. What's that?
I think we got 280.
Go to. I'll check it out.
Go to Coeur d'Alene, maybe.
You have a 284 today. Diana is jumping in the chat. You want to take it?
Diana, thank you for joining us. How do players put today behind them and go straight into a short week from your friendly redhead?
I think that's kind of what you're trying to describe is the mindset of a player and how you guys can, you know, compartmentalize and move on after things like this.
Good word. So, you literally don't have an option. You have to correct what you can because it's a copycat league, and I'm sure you've heard that before. So whatever worked, the other team's going to try. It's very easy to run the same play, especially if it was successful. And so I'd anticipate a lot of the runs we saw today are going to happen, you know, the Niners are going to scheme that way. But for us, just shit happens, right? Like, you don't get too high on a win. You don't get too low on a loss. Like, it's like I reference Kobe Bryant a lot. because, like, that Mamba mentality, like, just stay even keel and do not get too excited, because, like, when you play, like, emotional like that, you when you have the down, it's going to be bad, right? And so I promise you they will get it corrected what they need to. But I feel like with these both these teams, this is, like, how people always build up, like, this is a must-see. This is going to be a bloodbath. Like,
the Niners game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, so you can't sit there feeling sorry for yourself about what happened today. Like, you literally, you're watching the tape. I would always do, I go home, watch every game, and be ready with notes and prepared and just be honest with the film the next day when you sit down as a team, and then in your defensive rooms and then your linebacking room, right? And so they're going to do that. I know these men and, you know, their character, and they'll be ready.
This is it hard to believe that we're already talking about the sixth game of this season already?
Mm-hmm.
It's wild how fast the NFL starts going once it gets started.
That shit wasn't fast when I was playing, bro.
I can't imagine.
Tell you what, like, waking up the next day. Like,
right.
Oh,
but
when did that happen?
This is definitely the biggest game of the year so far. It's one they have to have. It's a huge division game.
Have to have, because we have to go down to Santa Clara eventually, right? So This will give us a little breathing room in a very tight race, because, man.
Here, Stone Feet Forsyth jumping back in the chat and bringing it up exactly what we're talking about. If we can't beat this injured 49ers team, how can we beat a healthy 49ers team? Stone Feet Forsyth, if we can't beat an injured Giants team, how can we beat an injured 49ers team? By the way, every team is injured. This NFL season is wacky with how many players are out all over the place.
Wild. Like, every fantasy team I have is just depleted.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, good point. If we can't beat them, Wolf, more turnovers. That's how we do it. More opportunities for offense, right? And just McDonald going to the presser and saying, we got to get K-9 going. Trust me, it's going to be a large dose of K-9.
Poncho Honcho.
You like that?
He says, where can we cop that clean-ass shirt, Lofa?
Hey, merch is coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. Coming soon. And Poncho Honcho, I will let you know.
We got a lot of designs coming soon, guys. We will have a store that we're going to be opening up, so stay tuned for that. Tonight, all you got to do is be putting a comment in and liking the video, and we'll enter you in to win tonight's giveaway, which is a piece of our new merch when it all drops and when it all comes out. There's a lot more than just that coming. If you like that, wait till you see what else is coming. Daniel Garcia jumping in the chat. IDK, if it's just me.
That means I don't know.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen McDonald's creativity with the whole simulated pressure. Quarterbacks know 21 is coming, and they usually pick it up. Yeah. He comes on the blitz a lot. When he gets there, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And when he doesn't get there, they seem to find someone right over the top.
Yeah, and I think we'll self-scout. Good observation, Daniel. Self-scout, and you can't be predictable, right? You have to have other guys that can go. And I think, like, Rayshon, I think that's a guy that you can switch up. He's interchangeable because he just brings the funk, right? And, you know, a lot of times, like, in the day, like, I got to play with some very talented safeties. Lawyer Malloy comes to mind, right? And you're a big dog fan.
Big Husky fan, yep.
I just remember when they had a lot of pressures in for me, and they always signaled the mic. So if you signal the mic when the center goes, hey, Mike 5-1, or the quarterback does that, that's where they're setting the protection to pick the blitz up. And I was like, dude, just fucking send Lawyer. Every time the guy goes, something good happens. The ball comes out fast, he forced a fumble, he gets a sack, and momentum builds because Law is reckless going after that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Law dog.
So that's what we should do.
Mix it up. Just like Daniel was saying, he's like, if they know that Spoon's coming on the blitz, and he's our best coverage guy. And, like, I was a decent blitzer. I was a better coverage guy. And, like, that's when I went to, like, Gus Bradley and Pete, and I was like, yo, I think we should send Lawyer more than me.
Yeah.
And like, I think Lawyer in like year 16 had 6 sacks.
Wow.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
Can he still suit up?
I guarantee you. He's a different breed, man.
Bionic Giraffe 94 entering the chat. No problem with the refs this week. Why don't we run the ball? Hell yeah. I agree with that. I think that's the biggest question that everybody is asking tonight.
It's the first time I've had a lot of praise for Grubb. Like, he's just scheme-wise, matchup-wise, individually, like, putting our best players in a favorable position, like, and getting the ball in creative ways. I've had a lot of praise for him. It's something, and even the head man addressed it. You know, got to get K-9. So, look, Grubb knows. Like, trust me, no one's more upset than Grubb at this. Like, it's, you know, but you can't pitch a perfect game every time. And he's been pretty damn good. Probably more concerned about the defense right now.
You guys know we'll be here all night as long as you're putting in super chats. We're here to read them. Text your friends. Let them know that we're on live right now. Send them this link. Let's see how high we can get this viewership number tonight. I want to set another record, especially off of a loss. I feel like a loss is a good time to get the family together and commiserate with each other. We might need each other through these times. So
family.
Let everybody know that we're on.
Can get you through hard times.
Wayne J., producer Money Mike, can you please get KJ on the live stream on Thursday?
Yeah. I think that's a conflict of interest for our guy.
Busy guy. He's going to be pretty busy that day.
Yeah, he's got some things going on.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though, if just after the game, win or loss, we could just be like, hey, by the way, what are you doing?
We should just kidnap him. Well, now it's premeditated. We'll edit that out.
We can't say
edit
that. Out. Yeah. Like, I think the lawyers would have a problem with some of that stuff. So, yeah. Alina Dahl, this movie quote definitely works for today. I'm getting too old for this shit. I got that one.
Okay, what?
You don't have that one?
No.
Okay, here, I'll give you some more clues. You're going to get it right away.
Okay.
Danny Glover.
Oh, Lethal Weapon.
There you go. You just needed one clue. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting too old for this
Was it one or two?
I think he says it in one, and then it's the catchphrase for the
Because like they went to
franchise.
Four, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chris Rock, finally.
Yeah.
And Jet Li.
Joe Pesci.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stonefeet Forsyth here burning up the chat tonight. Thanks for being here, man. Thank you for filling up the chat. Run defense was a problem last year, and it's a problem this year. Mike has to stop sending Spoon if he's not getting home. Why was our worst corner on their best wide receiver?
Trey had a tough day. I think everyone knows that. And his play style changed when they hit a deep one, and that's you know, Slayton's a damn good receiver. I know he doesn't get the credit because, honestly, Daniel Jones has never had time. So, like, with coverage, I am concerned what you just brought up was the pass rush or lack thereof. So, got to get more creative in who we're sending, which was, I think, Daniel's question about, like, if people know Spoon's going. It's our best coverage guy, you know, so – with injuries, you got to use him in coverage, unfortunately. Like, you don't have the freedom to send him. And I think McDonald knows that. He's called more games than me. I'm not going to sit here and act like he had a bad game plan. It's just we got outplayed. And that's what every player will tell you, like, that is honest with losing a game. Like, because it ultimately comes down to us. That's why I never got nervous for a game because I knew I had say in what went down. But as a coach, I was nervous as shit for the first preseason game. That's how wild that is.
Because you're just watching.
Because I can only hope that I gave them enough information, but not too much where I slowed them down. Because they are some of the best athletes in the world, and what we're doing is very complicated. I know you just see people running around with big hits. Like, no, like, there's a lot of strategy that goes in this game. That's what I love watching, is the strategic. It's a chess match, and like how the coaches match wits, and you know, it's a thing of beauty. And that's, you know, but you're right. We got to be better.
The next one here from Eaglet Snapper.
we have to know what that name, where did it derive from?
It's got
to
be a gamer tag, right?
Yeah.
Where does it come from? Let us know.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the 4th-and-1 play action fake with no run game.
Damn.
Nailing it.
That
we have the smartest audience, really.
Got to change your name to Eaglet Sniper because, bam, you shot one there.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, the 4th-and-1 on our own 35. That's another point in the game that is clearly marked here as a turning point.
That's you got me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because no one falling for that bullshit.
How about the decision to go for it there?
Love it.
On your own 35?
Yeah. How many times has our defense been in a horrible situation this year? Right? Miami twice with the first game of the season, like four times, two safeties given up, a punt muffed in the red zone, an interception back to the 15, and we've stood up every time. So I got faith in these guys. But, yeah, no, that's an excellent point, though. It's like, okay, are they really biting on this run fake?
Mm-hmm.
And no, Brian Burns went straight to the quarterback.
Yeah, sacked Geno Smith for a loss of 8 yards.
Damn.
On 4th-and-1 from Seattle's own 35.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly.
It didn't look good. It looked ugly.
Yeah.
CJ King joining the chat tonight. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you to all you guys who are loading up the chat. It's really awesome. As you know, Lofa and I will be here for as long as you guys want to chat. Also, yes. I see the number going up. They're doing it. They're texting their friends and family, sending the link out there. Keep going, guys.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Let's get this thing as high as it's ever been. We need to elevate Artie Burns if Reek is hurt.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Possibly. Right?
You like Artie Burns in his game?
Yeah, Artie's a different style of cornerback, tall, athletic. He's a burner. He can run. And, like, Trey can run, too. Just that tough dude. He's, like, and I'm just getting out, thrown in there, like, cold. I know we're all pros and we, you know, professionals, and we have to be ready when our number's called. But to Slayton, I was very impressed with Slayton. I don't put this as Trey wasn't up for it. He's a dog. He is awesome. It was a tough matchup. And after you give up one, you know, he was playing on his heels, even on the short stuff. Like, he was backpedaling on his heels where he didn't have his even weight distribution to plant and come back because he has those cat-like quickness, right? He's one of those few guys like Spoon that quick and also straight ahead speed. So it was tough duties. Pass rush, pass rush, pass rush. That's what I need.
Solves a lot of things. Haley Blue jumping in the chat. Was a disappointing loss. I love the relationship between you.
You're my boy, Blue.
I don't remember. I'm from a coach for several different ones. I'm not sure.
No. I was a guest on... Brett was doing the podcast on your own for 2 years?
Yeah. Producer Katie and I started doing podcasts like 5 or 6 years ago. A buddy of ours was starting a podcast company, so he knew I was a Seahawks fan. I did the first season talking to myself by myself.
I gotta go back and watch that shit.
And then this buddy of mine said, hey, like, who would be, you know, or Katie actually one time said, if we could ever get a Seahawk or someone to help co-host, who would your ideal co-host be? I said, sure, I don't know if you know the name, but have you ever heard of Lofa the Tubu?
When I was watching as a fan, he's smart as hell, and he'd be the best partner ever. And then, lo and behold, it turns out we had a mutual friend, and you guys went to USC together. One thing led to another. Here we are, all these years later.
Loaf and behold.
Yeah.
Braun so, Huisenstam.
We did our show for, what, 4 or 5 football seasons?
This is 5, I think.
Before jumping on to All Day with these guys.
We got the call from Big Mike and the boys.
Yeah.
And Big Mike is the boys. He's a one-man band, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
One day we're going to get him on here. He's fighting us on it, but we're going to... We saw someone call for Money Mike.
See, and I was watching Lofa play for years and years and years without ever having met, and you were watching me play in some movies and stuff before we had ever met, and now here we are.
Small
See?
World.
There you go.
It's called fate.
You were a fan of the Stanford Prison Experiment, weren't you?
Yes. Yes. Like, so Brett was, I don't know how many of you guys seen it. Brett, big time actor. Stanford Prison Experiment. And
it's a fun one.
Yeah.
Well, I say a fun one, but...
Tell the story. You were on the road.
Oh, yeah. How it happened. I was on the road. It was 15 or 16, right?
Yeah, it came out in 15.
Is when it came out. And so, you know, you're on the road. You don't go out. You just pick a movie. So I'm coaching, and everybody's like, hey, let's watch. Like, some of the coaches are like, I'm going to order this movie. And so I was, you know, all right, I'll check it out. So you have something to talk about, right? There's a lot of downtime other than meetings. And everybody's like, just check out this Stanford Prison Experiment. And so I was like, all right, I'll check it. So I watched it, and we all go down to breakfast, and, like, I sit down with, there's players and coaches sitting there, and they all got breakfast, and everybody's just kind of quiet. And I'm just and I'm just fucking grubbing, like, hey, guys. And they're like, did you watch the movie? I was like, yeah. I go, that was awesome. And they were all very concerned.
Yeah.
Right?
With your lack of concern?
Yeah. I think that, and so I don't know,
I mean,
what
it is about a psychological experiment, so maybe you guys were conducting your own that morning.
I don't know, I guess, but they were, like, just, like, looking at me, and I was like, what? I got a bug hanging? What's going on, man? And, yeah, but that, I didn't know that I was watching my co-host at the time.
Yeah.
And it was, check it out, it was awesome movie.
Thanks, man.
A thriller for sure. Talk about a roller coaster ride of emotions.
Yeah. Thanks, man. We had fun filming it, I guess is what I should say. Rey Mysterio. The Rey Mysterio? Wow. Joining the chat. It could be him. To the guy that blocked our field goal kick, UFA.
UFA.
Oh, sorry. I never know if it's like a text abbreviation or not.
UFA Tatupu.
Yeah, Stonefeet Forsyth jumping back in. Charles Cross is the only player on the O-line that's worth a damn. Connor Williams is okay.
Hmm.
Thoughts?
You know, when you give up 7 sacks, I don't know if anybody's okay. Like, I think a lot of issues to resolve there. And yeah, dropping back 40 times, even with Geno, as great as he is, it's not the recipe. Right, like, to put all of it on Geno's arm is tough, and then really Geno was just like, "Yeah, guys aren't open," so he started taking off. Right, like, and he can run, man. Wow.
Yeah. Stonefeet Forsyth, continuing here. Hey Brett, what's more offensive, my name or the offensive line? It's the offensive line. Yeah, I think your name's funny.
What are you gonna change your name to? It's gotta be Sweetfeet Forsyth.
Jonathan Smith again.
Right.
Love Geno's play. DK needs to learn to walk the line a little better. Mm. Love his aggro, but he's on the wrong side of the line, and it hurts the team.
Got a Johnny Cash it, huh?
Mm.
Walk the line.
Yeah. What do you think here?
Walk hard.
You like a fiery quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
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 Stay fiery.
Yeah. Stay savage.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, did it hurt the team today?
I didn't feel like it did.
The fumble hurt us, but...
Yeah.
Wait, who are we talking about?
No, he was talking about Geno, so...
Oh, I thought...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, not DK.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know. I felt like Geno's anger, maybe he's talking about at the end of the game, like I was saying, he kind of threw the ball in frustration. I mean, if anything, I think he was just incredibly frustrated, and I kind of like to see that, actually.
Yeah, we got to call Noriko, see if we get more miles, because he threw that thing.
He chucked
far.
That thing. His give-a-shit meter is off the charts, and I like that.
He's a leader.
Yeah.
He's a leader amongst men, and that's what you want.
Alina Dahl, Brett, you need to look up chat abbreviations. Yeah, I know. Brett, minus a point for that, and mispronouncing names. Okay, fine. You come read them live if you think it's so easy. Lofa, plus 5 points for knowing chat info and pronouncing names correctly. LOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOL.
Laugh out loud, laugh out loud, laugh out loud.
Yeah, but you guys notice that he says, no, you take it all the time, okay? And then I jump in and take it. So maybe I announce some names wrong sometimes. All right? I'm sorry. So maybe I'm not a perfect person, okay? Maybe I'm not Trey Brown. Maybe I'm not...
I was with you until you said that.
All right. What else we got here? Oh, no. You pronounce that name then, smart guys.
Split P. Hayes. When is Luke going to join y'all? Who the fuck is Luke? The tree. Oh, that guy.
Luke Rayleigh from the Mariners?
The tree of you. I think that might be three. Would be like the three best Stooges. I like that. Hey, I appreciate you.
Wait.
I know it's split face.
You mean Luke Ridenour?
Ooh.
Ooh. Which Luke are they talking about?
Luke Skywalker. Mm. Uncle Luke.
One of the best Lukes of all time.
Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke.
Right?
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Luke Keekly. I could do the name game forever.
They're
Don't
not saying boo. They're saying Luke.
Mm.
Alina Dahl. Brett, minus a point. Again? What? You have the wrong answer. Think older movie. Hint, one of the actors is in it that didn't say it was. What are you talking about? Are we talking about the I'm getting too old for this shit quote?
I'm lost now.
No, I'm getting too old for this shit's Lethal Weapon, for sure.
100%. McNeil's still sleeping. Never mind.
Murtaugh, Riggs.
Oh, he's back. What a
no,
savage.
He's still awake back there. Ben Grant. Sorry. Oh, that one. I walked right into that one. Sorry. Tried to go a little too early. Ben Grant. What is the deal with Abraham Lucas? Do we anticipate that he will be able to play this year? I've seen videos of him doing some squats. I've seen videos of him doing some incline bench presses and things like that. That's been put out on social media. So we know he's working his way back.
Mm.
So I would say that, I mean, what the hell do I know, obviously. But I hope he comes back this year. They need him. I mean, any help the offensive line can get is needed. How fast can Peters be ready?
At 42? I don't know, man. Like, I got hurt getting out of bed today.
I'm not laughing at Peters or the situation. I'm just laughing at the way you said it. The way you started.
I've been in the league for fucking 2 decades.
Yeah. He's older than both of us.
And still doing it.
Combined.
No.
No, he's not. No.
What?
Dude, producer
42 and 42 and still in the trenches?
Wait, I'm just going to let people... Producer Mike and I, this week, we almost made a video just talking about, like, what the price of a gallon of gas was when Peters got drafted. Like, what the number one movie was. Like, one of those things that they put out, like, yeah. A retrospective of, like, 50 years ago or something.
Some of his teammates weren't even born, bro. I'm just straight... Dead ass, man.
Well, is that the answer?
I mean, he's an all pro.
Yeah.
Like,
sure is.
Like, the experience and all. Like, think about, remember when we signed Adrian Peterson?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a touchdown with us. But we saw as a player slash coach, like Jackie Moon, semi pro. Adrian came in, he raised, and even Rashad Penny gave him credit, he raised his level of play in terms of like, hey, like you got to be decisive, be patient, but once you make that decision, it's go, and take the fight to them, because that's how Adrian ran. And like, we saw him take off, literally, like that season, and he gave credit to like what Adrian was able to get out of him in terms of just like watching film with him, studying and talking, and like, hey, like, you see this front, like this is where you should expect it to hit, right? So, yeah, I think even from that standpoint, on top of playing, it could be helpful. Just knowing what to do.
Eaglet Sniper.
Yes.
Jumping back in. I changed your name.
Mm-hmm.
KJ, do us a favor and leave the middle of the field open. Yeah. Don't you think he'll do us a solid?
No, he's a professional.
Should I text him?
He's going to do his job.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll text him.
Yeah, hey, man, what are you doing?
Yo, KJ, what's up? You up? Should I hit him with a you up first? You up? Feel like leaving the middle open this week? Question mark. From a friend.
Oh, man.
Nah. I feel like he's going to have him fired up. Bored Skyler. You know what that abbreviation is, right? I've learned this one. It's in my opinion.
Yep.
Yeah,
there you go.
IMO, in my opinion. Look like the D is finding out how to play together. Who's good at what? What each other's habits are to complement individual play style.
Yeah.
Does it feel like the D is finding out how to play together?
No, he's saying that they're trying to, right? Like they, it's...
Oh, that's what it looks like.
A lot of new pieces. A lot of new pieces. You have to get chemistry. Reminds 2007. I think we started out slow, or it was 6 or 7, and we had added, you know, Julian Peterson and some new pieces to the defense, and you know we were expected to take the next step, and we didn't. And the media, you know, sit down for a production meeting, and they're just like, but you got this all pro. We got Julian from the Niners, and you got this. I was like, yeah, we still have to play within the confines of the defense. And what he was asked to do over there is drastically different than what he's asked to do over here. Like, he had never really played behind the ball in the box. But when you move a guy from the line of scrimmage back 5 yards to behind the ball, the game moves so slow. And instinctually, just off the reads, his reaction time, like with the power or any kind of run, he was just so fast and natural with it. And so it's a learning process. Like he's saying, they got to learn each other and play within the confines of defense. And so I think with all the injuries, you have people that have not played together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's concerning. Like, that, you know, you have to trust, right? That's everything out there.
They got spanked today. They had to come back. Got spanked today. I mean, like, let's be honest. The Giants came in and spanked them. Okay. Got to learn.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Jonathan Smith.
I got nothing for you there.
No, I was talking about both. I have no complaints with Geno. I do with DK.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. He's just trying too hard, and it's going over the line just a little bit.
Maybe, Johnny, I'm going to introduce you to DK. I'm going to let you tell him. I'm not going to tell him.
Well, listen, there is something to be said for trying too hard. I think in any business that you're in, you got to be loose. You got to be a bit relaxed. You got to let the game come to you sometimes. I've heard athletes say that. But I know on set as an actor sometimes you can feel when people are too tight, you know, and, you know, maybe a bit over-rehearsed even sometimes in our world where you're just – you're not coming at it, you know, with the same sort of relaxed mode, which can sort of, you know, where you can perform at your best.
You're very tight.
Yeah, a little tight.
Like a tiger.
A little tight.
Tight butthole.
I don't know about
that. Try to run fast with a tight butthole. You can't.
I'm going to try it tonight. Down the alley. Boy, have I got some social media content for you guys.
Yeah. We'll have a race.
Here we go.
We're going to clench our cheeks and run.
We'll pick up some followers. Speaking of social media, at All Day Family on Instagram, everybody.
Alina.
At All Day Pod on Twitter, or whatever they call it these days. Alina Dahl.
Sergeant Hulka said in stripes.
Oh, the I'm getting too old for this shit?
Wow.
Okay, well, let's go ask 10 people on the street.
Also
from Lethal Weapon, too, right?
Wait, is Stripes a movie?
Yeah.
Thought it was a show.
Oh, no, Stripes is a movie. Bill Murray. Yeah.
Never seen it.
Oh.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh, man. It's a pretty good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
I got some homework.
Big Herm. 3 games in 11 days is insane.
Right.
Especially with a new coaching staff.
Right. And right.
It is insane. But we knew this when the schedule came out.
I know, but I don't think I paid much attention to it. I'm not going to lie. Because holy shit. Like,
it's kind of crazy.
3-11 days?
Yeah.
My body hurts.
Also, the Giants were coming off of playing on Thursday.
So they had like a mini bye.
Bit of a mini bye.
So they had, what, the extra 3 or 4 days to prepare?
It's going to feel strange, everybody, because we have 3 games in 11 days, then we don't play again for a while.
Bye week?
It's not a full bye week. It's sort of our mini bye.
Yeah.
We're going to have all this football and all these games, and then it's going to feel like nothing.
Yeah.
For a bit. Weird rhythm to this season so far. Yeah. Yeah.
We feel like nothing right now after the loss, too.
Do we?
I thought we did.
I don't want to bring you down to my level. I thought you were feeling a little silver lining-y.
I always do.
Silver linings playbook over there.
I always believe.
Oh, look at that.
You like that? Well, Stella, my mama gave me. I'll show you guys out there.
That's out of focus. Didn't we?
Yeah, sorry. It says believe on it.
It's nice.
Like carried around.
How long you been carrying that around?
I think 5 years now. She used to. She makes me stones too, like protection stones.
Okay.
And I wear those.
Man, but I need one of those.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not getting this one, Chief.
Seems
I
comforting.
See you looking at it.
No, no, I don't want
don't
that
even
one.
Look at
no,
it.
No, I need
don't
my own.
Look at
I would
it.
Never even think to take that one. That one's yours. But yeah,
you can touch it though.
For anyone listening,
I said touch
it, audio
hold it.
Only.
I said touch. There you go. Believe. Believe, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. Thanks for being here. To be flat honest with you, I was pretty frustrated and pissed off when it started. But getting to talk with you, getting to chat with all you guys out there, I'm feeling a little bit better, at least, before I lay my head down tonight and go to sleep.
You're not going to sleep. You're just going to be sitting in your bed, just eyes wide open.
Texting you in like an hour.
I know.
But why did they go for it
what
on fourth down?
What about this play? Yeah. That's what really happens, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there's a few of those. I think I'm going to be thinking about that. That's just because I go home and rewatch the game again.
I do, too.
Like a sicko.
No, yeah. It's okay.
Oh, we got Alina jumping back in late here. Hold on, let's get it before we go. Why all these games put together so close, and are we the only team doing this in the NFL? Yes, we are the only team doing this in the NFL this year. We have no idea why they put them so close, especially since we're the most traveled team every year also. It's completely unfair. The NFL hates us, but don't worry. The script will turn out okay this year.
Yeah. I got a copy of the script.
Yeah, we saw it.
We're in the playoffs.
Yeah, they showed it to us preseason. Yeah. So
we'll replay this when it happens.
We find, you know, we should tweet that. Can we? No, we can't. We told them we wouldn't. We can't take pictures of the scripts, right?
Oh, bro. I act like you've been there before.
Right. My bad. I shouldn't have even mentioned that. Thanks for listening tonight, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. That's it for us. At All Day Family on Instagram, at All Day Pod on Twitter. You also can hit up the email anytime. It's seahawkspod@gmail.com. If you want to rant, if you want to send us your thoughts in the middle of the night, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Email us. Or find us on social media. Shout out to our sponsors, Delta Airlines, EpicSeats.com, Simply Seattle, which is where this hat is from. Use our promo code ALLDAY15 to take 15% off.
All caps.
At Simply Seattle. Please, 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 if you're shopping at SimplySeattle.com, let them know that we sent you there by using our promo code. Give us the credit and take that 15% off of your purchases.
Give yourself the credit.
Yeah. It's All Day 15, all caps, all day, 1-5, all one word. Take that 15% off. And did I miss anything else? Oh, and the contest giveaway from tonight. Just comment on this video, like it. We'll go in a few days, pick from the people that liked and commented, because we know some of you watch tomorrow morning, so you guys can enter as well. We cover it?
Amen, brother.
Let's get out of here.
All right. Love you guys.
All right. On to the...